If it's been raining and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is beginning to come up to appear, you might say the weather is doing what?
The old people used to call it breaking.
Okay. And if the weather is pleasant, how would you describe it? It's what kind of a day? It's a
pleasant.
Okay. You might say pleasant. Would you ever say a fine day, a pretty day, or a nice day? Which one of those sounds more comfortable to you?
I'd say pleasant.
Okay. And if a storm seems certain, you might say, excuse me, the weather is doing what?
I don't understand.
Storm's coming up.
Huh?
If it seems like you're going to have a storm.
Oh. You want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, would you say the weather is turning or changing or anything like that?
I'd say it looks stormy.
Okay. And what do you call a heavy rain of short duration? A heavy rain that doesn't last very long.
Shower.
All right. And how about one that has thunder and lightning?
Cloudburst.
All right. And if you look outside and you in the morning and you can't even see down to the road, say there's a lot of what in the air?
Fog.
All right. And if it doesn't rain for a long time, you say we're having a what?
A long dry smell.
Okay. Is there anything else that might be called? Other than a dry spell?
I don't know.
Okay. If there's been no wind and suddenly it begins to make itself felt, you might say the wind is doing what?
Rising.
Good. And then if the wind begins to subside, you might say the wind is doing what? The wind's been blowing very hard.
It's calm. Calming.
Okay. If you look out, you say it didn't snow last night, but it was cold and there's some whiteness in the grass out there. You might say we had a what last night?
You.
But if it got cold and it was white.
Oh, frost.
All right. And if it got very cold and the ground became stiff, you might say we had a what? Killed the crops.
Snow?
Yeah, not snow. This is just something that just the thermometer dropped down to below.
Mm-hmm. Might have a killing frost.
Okay. And then the water in the pond, when the temperature drops below 32 degrees, the water in the pond does what?
Freezes, ice.
Right. And so last night that happened and the water in the pond...
It was ice.
You'd talk about freeze, though. You'd say the water in the pond yesterday, the water...
Froze.
Yeah. And a very thin layer of ice might be called what?
I don't, can't think of what they call that.
Okay. Would you name the rooms in the house? What do you call the various rooms in this house? What do you call this room?
Well, that's why it gets me, see. My age. Can't think of what it is. Now, this is a living room.
Sure.
And sitting room. Parlor, kitchen, dining room.
The room you sleep in.
Bedroom.
Sure. And what, and the room that has a tub in it is the...
Bathroom.
Okay. What do you used to call those when they were outdoors?